A family of newcomers from Ukraine has started a new life in St. Albert with a little help from the city's mayor. Andrei Baby and his family will move into their new St. Albert home this month after spending about a month with their host, Mayor Kathy Herron. The babies are some of the tens of thousands of Ukrainian nationals that have come to Alberta since February 2022 and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Many spend weeks or months with host families as they try to find their feet in a new country. Herron's house was host to 10 people, 2 dogs, and a cat, when the Gazette visited May 4th to speak with the babies. "It's a little chaotic in our household," said Herron, as visiting dog Casper jumped onto the couch next to her. Coming to Canada, there are currently about 30 families a month from Ukraine seeking hosts in the Edmonton region, said Sherilyn Michaels, the St. Albert resident who founded the Edmonton Hosts Ukrainians group and coordinates many of the host placements in the capital region. "We always need more hosts," she said, as about half the hosts she works with drop out after one family. Herron said she and her partner John Carl stepped up as hosts in late March after the Rotary Club of St. Albert put out a call for volunteers. Being dog lovers, they specifically volunteered to host any family with pets. Herron said they reached out to Michaels, who arranged a call with the baby family on March 18. The babies arrived at the airport at 11 p.m. on March 24. "Their entire life has been reduced to 4 pieces of luggage," Herron said. 3, technically, as one of their bags got lost. Andrei Baby said he and his family were from Kherson, which was one of the first cities to fall in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A sailor, he was working on a cargo vessel when he got news of the war. "It was very scary," Baby said, "as there were tanks and helicopters everywhere. It was very scary just to go outside." While Baby finished his tour at sea, his wife Irene, kids Andrei and Sasha, dog Casper, and cat Vasya left Kherson to stay with relatives in western Ukraine. Their pets were not allowed in the bomb shelters, so the family had to find other places to hide during air raids. Baby said he had always thought of moving to Canada or Australia if he had the chance, seeing them as places where his kids could learn English and have a good life. He and his family initially moved to Poland to earn money before they came to Canada. Herron and Carly said they worked with St. Albert Further Education's Newcomer Connections program to help the babies get bank accounts, social insurance numbers, bus passes, and schooling. City residents also stepped up, donating a garage's worth of furniture and finding jobs for Andrei and Irene. "They're very much established in our community right now," Herron said of the babies. "They love taking the bus, they love walking everywhere." Herron said their biggest challenge so far was finding an affordable rental property for the babies, as the city's income levels made rentals pricey. Another issue was Carl's cat allergies. Carl said they almost backed out of hosting because of them, but decided he could handle the sniffles. "The cat loves me," Carl said of Vasya the cat. "I don't know why." Baby said he and his family are enjoying the wildlife and welcoming attitudes of St. Albert as they prepare to move to their new home in Grandin later this month. He said he and his wife are unsure if they will try to go back to Ukraine. "Right now, for us, I can say it is more easy than difficult," he said. "Support needed." Michaels said there will be no shortage of newcomers from Ukraine coming to St. Albert so long as the war there continues. "Having direct support from local families just makes a world of difference." Michael said St. Albert residents can help Ukrainian newcomers by acting as hosts, mentors, airport greeters, employers, and furniture haulers. Herron said she and Carl plan to host more Ukrainian families later this year. She encouraged anyone with space in their home to step up and help families fleeing war. "St. Albertans need to recognize how lucky they are." Volunteers can visit the St. Albert Hosts Ukrainians Facebook site for tips on how to help.